Trump and Mueller. I'm Barton Eckert. The Afghan Public Health Ministry says 40 people have been killed, 140 wounded in a suicide car bombing in the capital of Kabul, claimed by the Taliban. Billionaire casino mogul Steve Wynn is calling sexual harassment accusations against him preposterous. A report from the Wall Street Journal includes allegations from dozens of Wynn's current and former employees. Wynn is also the finance chairman of the Republican National Committee. The president is denying that he demanded the firing of the independent Russia investigator. Correspondent Sarah Murray reports the president responded to reporters as he wrapped up his visit to that annual economic summit in Switzerland.
President Trump using one of his favorite phrases to deny the bombshell report from the New York Times that he called for special counsel Robert Mueller's firing last June.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message today?
Typical New York Times fake stories.
But a source confirms to CNN that Trump did call for Mueller's firing and that White House counsel Don McGahn refused the president's order because he disagreed with the president's reasoning.
Correspondent Natasha Chen reports seven more child flu deaths were reported to the Centers for Disease Control this week. That brings the nationwide total of children who have died from the flu this season to 37.
The CDC says the H3N2 flu, which is dominant this year, is known as a particularly bad strain, and scientists are still figuring out why. H3N2 has been around for 50 years, but has constantly morphed, perhaps making it more resistant to vaccines.
The governor of New York is joining three other Democratic governors to challenge the legality of the Trump tax bill. He's accusing Congress of mislabeling leading. I'm Barton Eckert.
Try something different this Valentine's Day. Stay in. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest, most comfortable sheets. The sheets three U.S. presidents have. They arrive beautifully packaged, making them perfect for Valentine's. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code DOZE.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kalen Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
NASA is remembering the seven astronauts killed aboard Shuttle Columbia 15 years ago. More from Clayton Neville.
Columbia, Houston, UHF comm check.
It was February 1st, 2003, when Columbia burned up over Texas, minutes before a Florida touchdown.
Seven, we have a go for main engine start. Five, four, three, two, one. We have booster ignition and liftoff of Space Shuttle Columbia with a multitude of national and international space research experiments.
Relatives of the astronauts killed on that mission and others placed yellow, orange, and pink roses at the Space Mirror Memorial at the Kennedy Center this week during an official ceremony. I'm Clayton Neville.
The whole USA Gymnastics Board is complying with the Olympic Committee's resignation request. Pressure to resign after former USA Gymnastics national team doctor Larry Nassar was sentenced. I'm Barton Eckert.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Financial Safari at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Try something different this Valentine's Day. Stay in. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest, most comfortable sheets. The sheets three U.S. presidents have. They arrive beautifully packaged, making them perfect for Valentine's. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code DOZE.
Only one event
unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kalen Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and maybe you can't stop time, but you can definitely watch those saggy, droopy eyelids disappear with Chamonix's brand new Genucel eyelid treatment. Michelle from Modesto, California tried it, and she says, I love your new Genucel eyelid treatment. It really did a great job lifting and firming my droopy eyelids. Bravo, Chamonix, for this innovative and much-needed product. You can read Michelle's full review and many more on Genucel.com. And for a limited time, the brand new Genucel eye lift is yours free when you order Genucel for bags and puffiness under the eye. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free with your order. Go to Genucel.com right now for extra saving coupons or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. For the first time ever, Chamonix is offering free 3-day shipping and free returns on Genucel.com. For a new year without bags, puffiness, or droopy eyelids, go to Genucel.com now or call 800-525-2720. Visit Genucel.com now. That's Genucel.com.
We're talking with Debbie Garcia, CEO of Your Home Now Mortgage. So Debbie, is now a good time for new home mortgages, maybe a refi?
Yes, absolutely. The time is now. Rates are still at a record low, and there are new programs that can help you lower your rates and your monthly payments. There's also a range of programs that we offer where you can have cash out on your equity and get cash out for debt consolidation and possibly even some home repairs.
Why Your Home Now Mortgage?
We are a reputable lender. Our experts have been in the mortgage industry for over 40 years, and we just have a really strong knowledge base of the market. When you call Your Home Now, we answer the call. We treat you like family.
If someone is in the process of looking for a new home, probably needs financing, what's the first thing they should do?
The first step is to get pre-qualified, and we do that at no charge, and we'll walk you hand in hand through the entire process.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to YHNMortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's YHNMortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, equal housing lender.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton in producing for us this morning. And, of course, the president at Davos this week. A huge economic forum, world leaders, academia, business leaders, and a lot of people were saying he did very well at Davos. And we'll have some of the highlights of his comments that he made in various forums at Davos this week in Switzerland. Also, the immigration debate, just when you thought it couldn't get any hotter, it's getting even hotter. And we'll have some of the gems from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer this week, as well as looking at some of the other large stories that are out there. Boy, George Soros called the Trump administration a danger to the world at Davos. What a real American George Soros is. Well, actually, he's Hungarian, I know that, but he's certainly pumped a lot of money into the American political economy to help take it down. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. John Gizzi is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the president at Davos with John, and also George Soros's comments. And also, we'll be talking to John about the Republicans who are not coming back to the Congress. The number continues to grow. Another one has announced retirement. Wow. It'll be an interesting 2018 midterm for sure. Plenty of other things are going on out there, ranging from Elton John retiring. He's doing a 3-year retirement party. He's going to tour for 3 years. Of course, you probably heard that Neil Diamond has Parkinson's and has gone off the road and will only be recording. And there is a new Colonel Sanders, Reba McEntire. All kinds of stuff going on this morning here on the Saturday Morning Update. But probably the most important story to all of us is President Trump at Davos. And instead of just giving you a sentence or two, we'll have some of these comments more in a fuller context than you will get out on the cable news channels. As an example, here's President Trump at dinner at Davos talking about his new tax law and the dereg efforts.
There's been a lot of warmth, a lot of respect for our country, and a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars, is coming into the U.S. And people are very happy with what we've done, not only on the tax bill, but also cutting of regulations. And I think also being a cheerleader for our country. You know, if you're not a cheerleader for your company or for your country, no matter what happens, it's not going to work. And that's what I've been, and that's what my whole group has been.
So that was dinner on Thursday night. And on Friday, the president, in a lot of people's opinions, hit some home runs. And there's been a lot of criticism of President Trump about America First. But I think he clarified that quite succinctly in these comments as he addressed the forum, the World Economic Forum in Davos.
America First does not mean America alone. When the United States grows, so does the world. American prosperity has created countless jobs all around the globe, and the drive for excellence, creativity, and innovation in the U.S. has led to important discoveries that help people everywhere live more prosperous and far healthier lives.
And he continued as he spoke to the gathering. This is President Trump at the World Economic Forum.
The United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election. Consumer confidence, business confidence, and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades. The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again.
And the economics were not the only topics that he discussed at Davos in that speech that he gave yesterday. Here's how he addressed the terror and national security front.
When it comes to terrorism, we will do whatever is necessary to protect our nation. We will defend our citizens and our borders. We are also securing our immigration system as a matter of both national and economic security. America is a cutting-edge economy, but our immigration system is stuck in the past. We must replace our current system of extended family chain migration with a merit-based system of admissions that selects new arrivals based on their ability to contribute to our economy, to support themselves financially, and to strengthen our country.
Okay, so that's a look at some of the president's comments as he addressed the leaders on the economy and on national security. But while at Davos, there were other questions for the president on the agenda. He spoke with Theresa May. We're going to get into that in just a moment or so, but we're going to take a quick check of the latest weather for the Washington area first. Well, it's 40 degrees outside right now. It certainly feels a lot cooler than 40 degrees. But for the rest of the day, we are looking for sunshine, and our high temperature should reach up to about 58 or so this afternoon. So if you have some things to do outside, we'll be much better later on. But it is quite crisp out there right now in the Washington area. For tomorrow, it continues to be somewhat warmer, but we're expecting rain for the day on Sunday. Our high today, 59, but tomorrow in the rain, we'll only be up to 50. 47 for the high on Monday, and we've got a chance of some snow showers on Tuesday morning with a high of 36 Tuesday. 40 degrees in Washington right now, and we are heading up to 59, quarter after 6 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed this or if you have any feeling of this, but it just strikes me that no matter what the president tries to do, there is this just continually worse effort to try and take him down and to try and nullify anything that he accomplishes, not only on the Democratic side, with the exception of Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp and a handful who are going to be up for re-election, and surprised on Doug Jones that he did vote on the legislation on the shutdown. He did vote with the president, the incoming senator from Alabama. But with the exception of half a dozen or so Democrats who are actually representing states that voted for Trump, it is just destroy this man, and it just continues. We're going to get into some of the comments from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi later on. But you've got newspapers out there, take one or two sources, maybe three sources, and all of a sudden it is a bombshell. Some bombshell from a source that the president wanted to fire Robert Mueller. Well, that doesn't come as a surprise to me. It didn't happen. Trump was pretty torqued back in June when all of this went down. But that's 7 months ago, and we're getting all upset about something he wanted to do 7 months ago, didn't do, and we don't even know what the facts are because it's from sources. And he's pushing back on it. So anyway, in spite of his efforts to project America in a very positive way at Davos and tout our success in the economy, here come the reporters. So he's on with these reporters surrounding him at Davos on Thursday, and here they go.
Are you going to talk to Mueller?
I'm looking forward to it, actually.
You want to?
Do you have a date set?
Here's the start, just so you understand. There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it.
So he continues, and they're talking about the text.
I do worry when I look at all of the things that you people don't report about with what's happening. If you take a look at, you know, the 5 months' worth of missing texts, that's a lot of missing texts. And as I said yesterday, that's prime time. So you do sort of look at that and say, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You do look at certain texts where they talk about insurance policies or insurance, where they say the kinds of things they're saying. You've got to be concerned. But I would love to do that, and I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
Okay, and of course, the president talked about meeting with Mueller, and of course he was pressed on that.
So here's the story.
Do you have a date set?
I don't know. No, I guess you're talking about 2 or 3 weeks, but I would love to do it.
In person.
You know, again, I have to say, subject to my lawyers and all of that, but I would love to do it.
If you hear the belligerence in the reporters, the fact he just talked to them, I give him points for that. Because that cannot be pleasant, having to deal with that pack surrounding you. And they've all got a razor blade in one hand and a switchblade in the other hand because they want to slice you to shreds. And yet he puts himself out there and talks to them. All right, whatever. I mean, maybe I'm giving him a pass, but I really think this man is so under attack. It is at the point of ridiculousness now. And continuing on the possibility of the conversation with Robert Mueller, the interview, it continues.
Love to do it under oath, Mr. President?
You mean like Hillary did it under? Who said that?
Oh. I said that. Did you do it under oath?
You said it. You did say it. You say a lot. Did Hillary do it under oath?
I have no idea, but I'm not asking.
I think you have an idea.
Ooh, the reporter didn't remember that? Wow. I think we all heard that she was not interviewed under oath when she did her interview. And I think we've heard this week about the tone of Peter Strzok's approach to the interview. Well, let's toss some softballs so she doesn't hold it against us when she's reelected. Nice work in the texts, Peter. But continuing on, after the reporter didn't remember, Trump didn't let her off the hook.
Do you not have an idea? Do you really not have an idea? I'll give you an idea. She didn't do it under oath.
But I would do it under oath.
Listen,
you would.
But I would do it, and you know she didn't do it under oath, right?
She would do it under oath.
If you didn't do it, if you didn't know about Hillary, then you're not much of a reporter.
All right. And one more on Russia and Russiagate. It just continues.
There's no collusion. Now they're saying, oh, well, did he fight back? If you fight back, is it obstruction?
Sir,
you fight back, John. You fight back. Oh, it's obstruction. So here's the thing. I hope so.
So how do you define collusion? And Maggie asked this earlier during the briefing to Sarah. But
you're going to define it for me, okay? But I can tell you, there's no collusion. I couldn't have cared less about Russians having to do with my campaign. The fact is, you people won't say this, but I'll say it. I was a much better candidate than her. You always say she was a bad candidate. You never say I was a good candidate. I was one of the greatest candidates. Nobody else would have beaten the Clinton machine, as crooked as it was. But I was a great candidate. Someday you're going to say that. Goodbye, everybody.
You got to love it. Yeah, he's arrogant sometimes. And yeah, he's a little full of himself sometimes. But do these reporters ask for it or not? All right. And what he said was really true. I mean, he did beat Hillary Clinton. I mean, do we really think Jeb Bush would have defeated Hillary Clinton? I don't think so. And if you saw any of his interview with USA Today that was out and about yesterday, wow, you would have been sleeping through these 4 years, I'm telling you. Anyway, now, I want to spend just a minute here on the relationship with Theresa May and the UK, because there have been a lot of stories out about how strained our relationship is with the United Kingdom. So President Trump met with Theresa May in Davos at the World Economic Forum, and here's what they had to say together in a joint press conference.
I think the feeling is mutual from the standpoint of liking each other a lot. And so that was a little bit of a false rumor out there. I just wanted to correct it, frankly, because we have great respect for everything you're doing. And we love your country. We think it's truly great. We're working on transactions in terms of economic development, trade, maybe most importantly, military. We are very much joined at the hip when it comes to the military. We have the same ideas, the same ideals, and there's nothing that would happen to you. We won't be there to fight for you. You know that.
All right. And one more note on the relationship with the UK. Of course, we can hear it from Donald Trump's perspective, but let's hear it from British Prime Minister Theresa May's perspective.
As you say, we've had a great discussion today, and we continue to have that really special relationship between the UK and the United States, standing shoulder to shoulder, because we're facing the same challenges across the world. Right. And as you say, we're working together to defeat those challenges and to meet them. And alongside that, working for a good trade relationship in the future, which will be to both our benefits. So the UK and the US both do well out of this, and it's been great to see you today.
All right, so that's kind of clearing up a little bit of the cloud over the relationship with the UK. And one thing we should also report on from Davos was the question about the fake news comments that the president made. And he actually made it during his speech, and it took a little heat for that from some of the pundits and the critics. And apparently somebody booed in the back of the room, and a lot of the media outlets ran with that. But here are a couple of the comments that he made about the press, about the stories that he wanted to fire Mueller, and the reports in the New York Times.
I've always seemed to get, for whatever reason, a disproportionate amount of press or media. And throughout my whole life, somebody will explain someday why, but I've always gotten a lot. And as a businessman, I was always treated really well by the press. You know, the numbers speak and things happen. But I've always really had a very good press. And it wasn't until I became a politician that I realized how nasty, how mean, how vicious, and how fake the press can be, as the cameras start going off in the background.
All right, so he gets booed. I wonder who that was that booed him. And here's what he had to say about the Mueller story that was in the New York Times.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message?
Typical New York Times fake story.
So there you have it. Those are the highlights of the president at Davos this week. And apparently pretty presidential in his address when it came to the American economy. 625, Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Did you know that now is the best time to replace your windows? You'll see immediate results in the comfort of your home and lower heating bills. This is Mary Walter. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs replacement windows direct from their local factory built specifically for your home. They eliminate the middleman, so they're totally accountable to you, and that gives you peace of mind. Don't miss the incredible winter window sale taking place right now at Thompson Creek. You'll receive $200 off every window, plus no money down and zero interest financing until August 2019. Take advantage of this offer. You will not only save $200 off every window, you'll receive 0% financing until August 2019. Feel the difference with Thompson Creek Windows Winter Window Sale. Call 855-57-CREEK now or visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That's 855-57-CREEK or thompsoncreek.com.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
6:27, Saturday morning updates, WMAL. Lots to cover this morning, and among the things we talked about earlier, we will be getting into, of course, immigration. Some of the latest on the national security front, the whole FISA surveillance court question, the FISA issue, the memo, that smoking memo that's supposed to come out at some point next week, theoretically. The President's State of the Union address is coming up, of course, this week. And we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that situation with FISA and the surveillance court. Also, some interesting legislation has been proposed. It's going into the Virginia House of Delegates, and it regards I-66. And if you have gotten your Easy Pass bill for the first round at the new toll lanes on I-66 inside the Beltway, you may want to have a some kind of medication nearby, or at least a double shot of your favorite bourbon or scotch, because some of those toll bills are really high. But there is a Virginia delegate that's taking some action on it. We're going to talk about that this morning, and potentially some relief if you've been whacked by some of those tolls. I think sometimes people get hit for $35 or $40 to go from the Beltway down to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Are you kidding me? That's what the Uber rate's going to be in a few years, but right now it's what you're getting on Easy Pass. Anyway, lots to cover. It is the Saturday morning updates. Stay with us right here on WMAL.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them, whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
at 6:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. The Maryland Senate has given its preliminary approval on a very controversial bill that opens it up for a vote next week. Here's WMAL's Lee Graham.
A measure to end the parental rights of rapists has advanced in the Maryland Senate. The Senate rejected an amendment that would have given victims the option of terminating parental rights of the person who raped them and requiring an offender to pay child support. Zirkin says the House and Senate haven't been able to see eye to eye on the issue. And he says not requiring child support puts the bill in the posture supported by the House on the issue. The measure is an emergency bill, so it would take effect immediately after Governor Larry Hogan signs it. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Authorities have released the name of a man who died after hitting a tree while skiing at Big Sky Resort in southwestern Montana. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says 37-year-old Matthew Montag of Washington, D.C., crashed into the Elkhorn Run on Thursday afternoon and was found by fellow skiers. They tried to perform CPR on him, but it failed. Ski patrollers were also there trying to revive the man, but were unsuccessful as well. A video released by police shows the fatal shooting of a driver at the end of a car chase on a Northern Virginia highway. 25-year-old Bijan Gassar of McLean died after the November 17th chase in which he was shot by U.S. Park Police. Authorities say that Gassar fled after being involved in a crash on the GW Parkway. Gassar's family says police overreacted and didn't appear to have any reason to fire their weapons. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has named a retired park superintendent as acting director of the National Park Service. P. Daniel Smith retired in 2015 after serving as superintendent of Colonial National Historical Park in Virginia. He gained notoriety by helping Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder cut down trees near his home along the Potomac River. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. Virginia, 66 westbound, right before Prince William Parkway. We've got an accident there on the right shoulder. Main lanes are okay. It's just a little onlooker delay through that stretch. Chesapeake Bay Bridge, wind warnings in effect. Watch for delays. Be sure and hold onto that steering wheel as you go over the bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Increasing cloudiness throughout the afternoon, 57 today, 40% chance of rain overnight, low 48, showers continuing at least through Monday. Right now, with a few clouds out, it's 39 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Elton John. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Special offer for American Express card members. Get your tickets now through Monday, January 29th at 10 p.m. before the general public. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Monday, January 29th at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday, February 2nd at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Don't miss Elton John in concert. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supplies limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland, University College, offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Unlock your career potential in nursing with the RN to BSN program from UMUC. Earn up to 90 credits for your registered nurse license, associate's degree, prior college coursework, and military experience and training. Developed with input from experts, this CCNE accredited program can give you real-world skills to use right away. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Immigration, the hot topic of the week, and we are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, how do Americans feel about immigration?
Oh, well, good morning, everybody, and I have some somewhat startling numbers for you, mainly because this is a survey of registered voters conducted by none other than Harvard University. So everybody stand at attention or something. I'm just going to go down the numbers, and it will give you an idea. Again, this is coming from Harvard University. These are close to 1,000 registered U.S. voters. This was conducted January 17 through 19. And here we go. 79% of U.S. voters say that immigration priority should be granted on a person's ability to contribute to America. Republicans, independents, Democrats across the board agree with that. 79% of Americans say the U.S. should have secure borders. 68% say that a lottery-based immigration system for greater diversity, they oppose it. Again, 68%. That includes 78% of Republicans, 65% of independents, and 62% of Democrats. How about that? 61% overall say that U.S. border security is inadequate. This is where they differ. 84% of Republicans, 64% of independents, and 40% of Democrats agree. And last but not least, 54% overall support building a combination physical and electronic barrier between the United States and Mexico. Again, there's a divide here. 85% of Republicans, 54% of independents, and 30% of Democrats agree. Again, this is a Harvard University poll, and it just helps keep track of what Americans are actually thinking.
It is very interesting to get poll numbers that actually sample how Americans feel versus how some media pundits and outlets feel.
Good point.
Howie Kurtz, Fox News media analyst, a pretty straight-ahead guy. I mean, there are some very opinionated people on Fox, and then there's some very non-opinionated people on Fox, and I sense he's pretty much down the middle. New book coming out. What's the story?
Yeah, indeed. Howard Kurtz, everyone has a lot of respect for him, and I do too. He's actually has a new book coming out. This is his sixth book. It is arriving on Monday, and it is being published by Regnery Publishing. A lot of people will know that that is a conservative publisher. They include actually President Trump, Michelle Malkin, and Newt Gingrich in their big, huge stable of very well-known authors. And Mr. Kurtz's book is titled Media Madness, Donald Trump, the Press, and the War Over the Truth. And he feels that the president and the press are having a war over what constitutes the truth. I think he probably has a good point. And a lot of the media is hoping that this is going to be a fire and fury all over again, you know, such as what Michael Wolff wrote. But I think it's going to be interesting and perhaps not so much hearsay. And Mr. Kurtz released a very small preview of his book to The Hollywood Reporter. I like that part of it. Anyway, here's what he has to say. These are not easy words for me to write. I am a lifelong journalist with ink in my veins, and for all my criticism of the media's errors and excesses, I have always believed in the mission of aggressive reporting and holding politicians accountable. but the past 2 years have radicalized me. I am increasingly troubled by how many of my colleagues have decided to abandon any semblance of fairness out of a conviction that they must save the country from Trump. And then he goes on to say, I first got to know Donald Trump 3 decades ago and never made the blunder of underestimating him during the campaign. I saw all his weakness, the bluster, the bullying, the refusal to admit mistakes, but I also saw strengths that most of my colleagues miss, especially an ability to channel the anger of millions of voters who despise the press and other elite institutions. This, at bottom, is a battle over the truth. Who owns it? Who controls it? Who can sell their version to a polarized public that increasingly cannot agree on some basic facts? And Mr. Kurtz later added, what many journalists fail to grasp is that Trump's supporters love his street talk and view the media critiques as nonsense driven by negativity. They don't care if he makes mistakes. A lot of insight there on the part of Mr. Kurtz. Again, his book is arriving Monday, and it's called Media Madness.
We heard a lot of complaints in the fourth quarter about the Republicans and all of their new tax laws and who was going to benefit, and it was all the Republicans' fault. However, there is a new excise tax being proposed, but it's not being proposed by Republicans. Whose idea is it, and what's the tax on?
Well, let's think about the Super Bowl feast that we all will enjoy next week, and gosh, everybody envisions their burgers and buffalo wings and brats and ribs and chili and shrimp and crab dip and bacon loaded anything. That's what we're all looking forward to, I suppose, on the Super Bowl. And that is what this tax is all about. This is actually a federal excise tax, and the folks that are really pushing it are the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and they propose that meat get a special sin tax. You know, the way they tend to send sugar, tax sugar-flavored drinks and cigarettes and so forth and so on, and it's a good way to make money, but there are a lot of people that are going to push back on this because it is going to affect the price of their burgers, buffalo wings, and brats. And this is what Bloomberg Government News has to say. They say hamburger addicts, barbecue junkies, and fried chicken fanatics may soon be asked to pay a surcharge for their obsession with meat. Excise taxes on beef, pork, and chicken could be the next big thing in state and local tax environment that's already comfortable with sin tax regimes that are aimed at cigarettes, alcoholic beverages, gambling, and so forth and so on. And, you know, greenhouse gases, everything else, even marijuana is included in all of this. And the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals seem to think that they're on the road to this tax. They say, we have never been closer to a meat tax. We are calling on members of Congress to support a sin tax on meat. Why? A 10-cent tax on every pound of chicken, turkey, pig, cow, fish, and other animal flesh sold in grocery stores and restaurants could help reduce America's skyrocketing annual health care costs by encouraging people to eat less meat. And there's a huge argument that goes on with all of that. But again, it's interesting that this is being timed around the Super Bowl with all of its ribs and chili and so forth and so on. And the Americans for Tax Reform have weighed in on this. According to the President Grover Norquist, a lot of people know him, he says, Americans hate new taxes. New taxes on a basic consumer product like meat is doubly unpopular and will end more political careers than your usual dumb tax idea. So we'll see what happens with the sin tax on meat.
From time to time, we hear of a move in California to secede and set up a separate state. There is a new movement for secession in California getting some attention. Tell us what this one's about, Jennifer.
Oh, dear. Yes, well, there's been a lot of information out there that California is having a rough time and their taxes are too high and so forth and so on. They're no longer the Golden State. Well, every now and then a group decides that they want to secede from California. And this week it is no exception because a group has stepped forward. They are called New California, and they have announced their intention to form their own state, which is called New California. What they're proposing is they would like to take over mostly rural areas of California, have a population of about 15 million, and leave all the heavily populated coastal areas like San Francisco, LA, Hollywood, all those other things, and leave them alone. And this group, the New California Group, is describing California now as tyrannical and ungovernable after years of overtaxation, regulation, and mono-party politics. They are predicting that if they get their way, and they have spelled out a huge declaration, I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling in its complexity, but they have a lot of rules already in place. Anyway, they are predicting that their new California will be the sixth largest state in the nation behind New York and bigger than Illinois and Pennsylvania. But more importantly, they say that they will inherit 25 to 27 seats in the House of Representatives. And old California, they say, will become the second most populous state in the United States, behind Texas and ahead of Florida. That's a lot to take in this early in the morning, I know. But it's interesting to note that the idea of a Cal exit, named after the British idea of Brexit, Cal exit is not a new idea. 4 years ago, there was a Silicon Valley venture capitalist who collected signatures to split the Golden State right into a half a dozen states. And there was yet another group that tried to do something similar. And it's drawing a lot of attention from some interested citizens. And the founders of New California have already read their Declaration of Independence. And you have to wonder, is there a poll out there of what people think of a group trying to secede from their own state? And, of course, there's a poll for that. And Rasmussen reports found that about a quarter of Americans right now think that sections of individual states have the right to secede and form a new state, but 51% disagree and don't think the states should have that right at all. So a complicated situation, but a little drama going out there amidst all the other dramas in the Golden State of California.
I'm not sure that I'm seeing the point, but I guess if it's a problem with overregulation and taxes, we should maybe split the District of Columbia up into half a dozen areas. Maybe I can secede in my neighborhood and beat the real estate tax.
What would you call it? The County of Rick, perhaps. I don't know.
What'll they think of next? Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, as always, thank you very much. And you can follow Jennifer on Twitter at Harper Bulletin.
Thanks a lot, Rick. And have a good day, everyone.
It is 6:47. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the traffic center. James, what's going on?
Relatively slow start this Saturday morning to traffic. The rain's coming, though, later, so that could probably change. From the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads, we're still seeing a little bit of a delay on 66 westbound. This is right before Prince William Parkway. Got an accident off of the right shoulder. Main lanes are moving okay. It's primarily just brake tappers and onlookers through that stretch. And in Maryland, Main Street, both directions around Church Street over to Duke are blocked. There's a big utility work project going on this weekend. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for sunshine, high to 59, rain for the day tomorrow with a high of 50, cloudy on Monday up to 47, snow showers predicted for Tuesday morning with a high during the day on Tuesday of 36, 40 degrees right now, heading to 59, 6:48, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is 6:49. There's always so much to cover on the Saturday morning update. We can't get to everything, but this is a good one. Came out of the New York Times. That's right, the New York Times. And you may have heard this, you may not. From the New York Times, a senior advisory to Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign, who was accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a young subordinate, was kept on the campaign at Mrs. Clinton's request, according to four people familiar with what took place. Mrs. Clinton's campaign manager at the time recommended that she fire the advisor, Burns Strider, but Mrs. Clinton did not. Instead, Mr. Strider was docked several weeks of pay and ordered to undergo counseling, and the young woman was moved to a new job. Maybe that young woman wanted to keep her job, Remember, Hillary Clinton was the champion of women. The woman that would have been our first female president moved a young woman to another job because of an advisor who was harassing her. Wow. Gets more interesting. Burns Strider was Mrs. Clinton's faith advisor, a co-founder of the American Values Network. Mr. Strider did not respond to an email from the New York Times seeking comment. A spokesman for Mrs. Clinton provided a statement from the law firm. I won't go into it because it'll take 10 minutes to read the names. They represented the campaign in 2008 and has been involved in sexual harassment issues. Quote, from the law firm of Utrecht Kleinfeld Fiori Partners, to ensure a safe working environment, the campaign had a process to address complaints of misconduct or harassment. When matters arose, they were reviewed in accordance with these policies and appropriate action was taken. The complaint was no exception. The appropriate action was taken? The campaign manager recommended that Hillary fire the guy? And she didn't? Wow. That's appropriate action? Come on. It gets more interesting. The complaint against Mr. Strider was made by a 30-year-old woman who shared an office with him. She told a campaign official that Mr. Strider had rubbed her shoulders inappropriately, kissed her on the forehead, and sent her a string of suggestive emails, including at least one during the night. That, according to three former campaign officials familiar with what took place. The woman who made the accusations against Mr. Strider in 2008 has not spoken publicly about it. She, like most campaign staffers, signed a non-disclosure agreement that barred employees from publicly discussing the internal dynamics on the campaign. That, according to two people with direct knowledge of the contract. Reached by a reporter, the woman declined to comment. Wow. And remember, 20 years ago, it was 20 years ago yesterday, this famous quote from the Clinton who was in the White House.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yesterday, the 20th anniversary.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
This is Larry O'Connor, and I want to challenge you to make 2018 your healthiest year ever. I know personally how difficult it is taking that first step towards a better, healthier you, but take it from me. Once you make the commitment with EMP 180 weight loss, you'll never look back. With any weight loss program, it's important to see results quickly and consistently to avoid getting discouraged. And with EMP 180, that is exactly what you can expect. I saw results with EMP 180 right away. I would literally notice small changes every day. More energy, baggier clothes, and every weekly weigh-in brought more good news, whether it was lost pounds or a lower body fat percentage. It was actually fun to check in with my counselors to be able to put a measurement to the progress I could already feel and see for myself. So accept my challenge and join the growing list of happier, healthier EMP 180 weight loss success stories. Locations in Tysons and Rockville, emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your appointment today.
One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to spend less and save more. Too many times we are told the way to achieve financial stability now or in retirement is to cut our expenses. How exciting does that sound? Instead of downgrading your lifestyle, why not learn to create an extra source of income? Ever wonder what it takes to generate active income from the markets? Online Trading Academy would like to invite you to a free half-day class where you will see exactly what it takes to develop that skill. Call 877-304-TRADE. And when you register, they'll send you a Wall Street Insider's kit so you can get started right away. Call 877-304-TRADE. They will even throw in a free extra ticket so you can invite a friend to this potentially life-changing class. Call 877-304-TRADE or go online to otaclass.com. Online Trading Academy can teach you the skills to make money when the markets go up or down. call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723 or otaclass.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
So why wait until Monday to start saving up to $1,000 a month? At American Financing, they can start your mortgage pre-qualification in as fast as 10 minutes, even on nights and weekends. Their salary-based mortgage experts work for you, customizing the best loan program for your needs, whether it's a new home or a refinance. So call now. You may even close in as fast as 10 days. 800-906-2440. At AmericanFinancing.net, American Financing, America's home for home loans.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Saturday morning update continues. We are at 6:56. And with all of the coverage of the immigration debate and the shutdown and everything, not much attention was paid to the president's accomplishments in his first year in office. And there's just one note that's topical this week, because in the last, 48 hours, several more companies have announced that they are doing some special things for employees now that they have gotten tax relief. As an example, Home Depot is doing a one-time cash bonus up to $1,000 for U.S. hourly associates in the fourth quarter. The Disney Company, one-time $1,000 cash bonus for more than 125,000 employees. That's $125 million, if my calculator is correct and I counted the zeros correctly. That's a lot of money going back into the economy. All right. That couple of companies there joins the list. And this is so far the companies, even Starbucks. All right. Bank of America, BB&T, Boeing, Charles Schwab, Comcast, Discover, Disney, FedEx, Home Depot, Honeywell, JP Morgan Chase, M&T Bank, PNC Financial, Southwest Airlines, Starbucks, Verizon, Visa, Walmart, Waste Management, Wells Fargo. And those are just the companies that are household names. There are more, but those are all companies that are doing something to give back as it comes to the tax relief that they have received and the corporate taxes. They are giving either bonuses or salary increases. Minimum wages are increasing up to $15 an hour in some of these companies, all due to the tax reform legislation on corporations.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
When I went to the Goodfeet store, I had a free consultation and free fittings. They allowed me to try on the arch supports, and I started sobbing because I had no pain.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. It's Tuesday, February 6th or Thursday, February 8th. Your choice at Loudoun's Best Fine Dining Restaurant. Consider it an opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be Abe and Shelley's guest, so there's no charge, but reservations are a must. must. Make yours today by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish. Virginia Insurance is number 557-877.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.